Wrong guy. Keller, approve, sorry. Approve the meeting minutes from the meeting on July 6, 2016. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Motion passes. Next item of business, set the agenda. Is there a motion to set the agenda as printed?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. The next item is the variance number R2016-007VAR. And that has been deleted. Correct? Okay, so then the other one is variance number R2016-008VAR. Could we hear the staff report, please?
This is the variance number R2016-008VAR by Abrams Tower. The property is located at 832 7th Street Northwest. You can see it on the map there outlined in the green color. The building on the site used to be a single family dwelling and was converted into a realty office, and the variance is part of the intent to change the overall use of the property to a restaurant use. The property is zoned M1 industrial, and there are adjacent properties.
City Council, I'm here for City Council.
For the hearing for Second Street.
This is the variance?
Yeah.
The variance meeting? On the 7th?
Yeah, they said reports in 104 tonight at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Is this it?
This is 104.
That was the variance that was voided.
For the off-street parking?
Oh, yeah, that's been deleted.
Oh, for 7th Street or 2nd Street?
Or 2nd Street, I'm sorry.
2nd Street.
They were throwing that. They were throwing that, so.
Oh, okay.
It would be nice to know that.
Oh, that's good.
They're guarding the mail, but they didn't see nothing.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I don't have control with it.
Oh, no problem. Super. Okay. Thank you.
So the property is zoned M1 mixed commercial industrial. There are adjacent properties zoned R2 low density residential. Cook Park is nearby to the east of the property. The proposal is for a variance to allow for one customer handicap accessible stall and one employee parking only stall. The handicap accessible stall, you can see on the site plan, is proposed north of the building, and there's space next to the stall to allow for loading into handicap accessible vehicles. And this is a preliminary site plan, and I believe the applicant's intent is to apply for a site development plan, which will review the change of use on the site as a whole. But the variance today addresses a reduction in the required amount of parking for the site. I believe the amount of required parking based on the capacity of the proposed restaurant would be 5 to 6 parking stalls, so the applicant would be proposing 2 stalls. These are some images submitted by the applicant showing the current floor plan of the existing building and the proposed use of the floor plan, showing various areas associated with the restaurant use. These are photos taken of the site by planning department staff showing the rough location of where the different parking spaces would be proposed. There's a garage, a detached garage on the site that may or may not be demolished. The applicant could use it for the employee parking space if needed, but it would have to be for employee parking only. This photo shows the space behind the building and next to the detached garage. Again, this photo shows the similar location. This is taken at the front of the property, looking down the street to the west and looking to the east towards Cook Park. In order to approve the variance, you have to find that the proposal meets the 6 variance criteria. The staff report for this variance request accidentally omitted findings for the consistency with the comprehensive plan. And we would just note that the request is located within a zoning district that is consistent with the comprehensive plan. So the planning department's findings would be that it does meet all 6 criteria. The findings as stated in the staff report and amended as in this presentation recommend approval of the request. If the board finds that the request is consistent with the above stated findings and decides to approve the variance request, staff would suggest the following conditions to be added to the approval. That number one, the parking stall along the side of the building must be clearly marked and designated for employee parking only. Number two, that the variance is for the proposed use as a restaurant with a proposed maximum of 20 seats. Number three, that a site development plan must be approved prior to occupying the structure for the proposed use. And number four, that a building permit must be approved and finalized prior to the occupancy of the structure for the proposed use. Those are the 4 conditions. Are there any questions?
Are conditions proposed, numbers 3 and 4, things that are automatically required of setting up such a business anyway?
Yes, those would be required.
I mean, beyond any attachment to the variance, aren't those required as a matter of going forward with the project independent of the variance?
Yes.
So we wouldn't have to add that kind of language to in order to have those be in full force and effect?
No. No, but we would just like to highlight that the variance is for parking only and does not address the change of use.
I have a question. Back in July, when Pepsi was forward, trying to separate a building, the staff pretty much said it had to have a 25-foot area in the recommendation. And because according to the code of what we have going, but yet all of a sudden on this one, we can drop it down to 11.5. In other words, 2 months ago, it was required at the one that you said that they had to have the 24-foot access, and now you're saying it's okay to have 11.5. I'm a little confused on that. In other words, we held the standards to the last variance of that, and now the staff is saying it's okay to do this one, which I find very troubling.
So that would be part of the proposal for having the employee parking on the side of the building. So there could be an option to only allow for the one handicap accessible stall, but then there would be no employee parking on site. It's intended that it would be employee parking only so that employees would be aware of the turning radius that would be required. Cars are not allowed to back out onto 7th Street Northwest, and so the car would have to be parked on the existing driveway like you would for a single family home, and would have to do essentially a 3-point turn into the handicapped accessible parking stall area and then turn out onto 7th Street.
So if the employee has to leave, mm-hmm. and there's somebody in that spot, it's a little hard for them to do that.
Place would be closed down if the employee leaves.
Not necessarily. You would have another individual could come. I'm just as I do this, the handicapped person then pulls out to back around too, and he would have to back around to make that swing to drive back out himself. But again, I go back to my question is, we held the standard of 25 feet 2 months ago, and now staff say it's okay to do 11.5. And I'm just making a point that I definitely have an issue with that.
So the...
Well, wasn't it, they were talking about those were loaded semis that were going to be using that drive with a load. Wasn't that the purpose of the Pepsi drive-in, whereas this would be passenger cars?
Well, we asked about the fence, and they put a fence in the neighbor and then property and everything else. Then to read the variant and everything else, it talks about driveways. It lays it all out. Everything in here exactly what white has to be there with and for everything like that. So I'm just bringing that point to the table. That's all I'm doing. I'm bringing the point to the table.
Yep, it is a valid point, and the planning department recognizes the fact that the driveway does not meet the requirements for commercial drive aisle widths. And it is, like I said, it's an option to only allow the handicap accessible parking space on the site. But then there would not be any space for employee parking on the site. And so the planning department staff felt that it was important to try and get employees to be able to park on the site, since the applicant has indicated that most of the traffic for the restaurant would be pedestrians and people who would park at Cook Park and then walk over, since it's a short walk.
I guess as I look at that map, I believe that's the car wash part of.
As I look at the car wash. Wait till they open the public hearing.
I didn't know what.
Yeah. And to do that, so the question there is that it would appear to me that a lot of people start to park in, as you show that picture, would park behind on someone else's property and walk over to use the business. Because you're not allowing the parking there. Because you only have one spot there, which requires more, according to our statute. And so when I look at that, I look at the back of that, I see people parking on the other person's property and walking into the business, which becomes issues.
So when you mentioned that one, and are you talking about, in terms of our criteria, are you talking about your questioning the reasonable use part of it, the criteria of reasonable use, or which criteria are you bringing that up for?
I guess I'm bringing it up is that we held at the last meeting individuals to a standard, and now we're saying the staff said we need to do this, and now the staff is saying, well, it's okay, we don't have to do that. And I'm just saying that when we approved and did that for the last one, I kind of hold, in other words, to some of them come back just to wait a minute here.
Well,
you held our feet to fire on this one, but you're not going to hold it on this one.
May I address the?
Go ahead.
I think there's just this is a staff report. If we want to have a discussion, we can probably better pursue that after the public hearing portion.
The reason I asked is because it was a staff report, and I'm asking the staff.
And she's answered.
Any other questions for the staff? Thank you. Okay, now we will open the public hearing. Is an applicant or a representative present?
I am.
Okay.
Come up here,
please.
Come up here. Thank you. Stand or sit.
So we need you. Whatever you're comfortable with, we need your name and address, please.
My name is Abe Roman Sauer. My address is 918-971.
Would you like to say anything?
Sure.
Okay.
I run a coffee trike. It's at a farmer's market. It's downtown. I need a commercial kitchen to operate that. Right now I rent one. That arrangement is tenable at best for the future. And I'm going to have a commercial kitchen just going forward, I want to keep doing this. The option for that, within reach of me still getting downtown to ride a bike, is to operate out of this place and convert this kitchen to my use. I've been in touch with Olmsted County Health about the possibility of that working out. They've been very supportive within their criteria of what it requires to actually do that. They said that this location would work for that. And so basically that would be a catering operation, kitchen for my own uses. I would like to also add a few seats in there for seasonal use, primarily for, I've been in touch with the Pickleball Association neighbors in that area, the Cook Park Design District that they're trying to create in that area, and they're all very, I've only heard favorable things from everybody about that kind of location. Especially, you saw that floor plan, a place where you could have some children play while parents get coffee, while they're using the park as a break or something like that. So that this here would actually be like a half wall bar with stools, and that would be enclosed safe play room. It's just enclosed. So parents, like, they have one of these in the Twin Cities. It was fun when I went with my three little kids, and we would actually go out honestly more if we knew we weren't going to spend 20 minutes there and have the week. You know, kids can entertain themselves, parents can eat something, they can go back to the park. In the Parks Master Plan that was just approved, you know, just released, adding concessions to parks was a big part of that. It was a requirement that was identified. This is a pretty easy way to do that for Cook Park without, you know, having to actually build another structure inside the park. So it accomplishes part of that in a very roundabout way, I agree, not an official way. But it would then fit what people want. I've been in touch with, like I said, the people directly across the street, and they're in favor, as well as other neighbors in the area. The Pickleball Association is very excited to be able to get coffee between their ladder games. I don't know that much about pickleball myself. It looks going to be fun. So that is, and then I could have, I also do some gifts type of things, but I mean, that's really a small portion. That gear gift shop section that where it is drawn is actually going to be way smaller than what it looks like on that floor plan. But everything else is about right. And then it would still allow me to operate into what I've already been doing downtown and at the farmer's market. And then have like a solid future place to operate. I'm also, I've been in touch with the neighbor there, Pat Farm, who owns the house next door, that's an attorney, and we're friendly, and our wives have worked together, so it works out. And he's very supportive as well.
Any questions for Abe?
You talked about your bike.
Yes.
So if you have an employee parking there, then I guess you, if I'm understanding you right, you're just coming there to replenish?
Well, I have to brew there, I have to clean up there, I have to, the commissary requirement of my operation requires that everything be done there, and then it was on the bike, and it's under other requirements when it's on a bike, it goes back, I can't just be done,
right.
You know.
So where are you on the bike?
Yeah, well, right now I'm parking in the garage. That's one of the reasons it's also beneficial to have the garage there. Bike fits in the garage, by the way.
So, do you drive a car to the, would you drive a car there?
Seasonally, I ride a bike as much as I can. Right now, I take a cut because I have to go further from where I'm going, and the bike has to be in a trailer every night, according to health department, or a garage. I can't fit my actual car garage. It can't be in with my car.
Okay.
That's a requirement. So that location would fit both of those needs quite well.
But if you, in your plans, you say you want to remove the garage. So if you remove the garage...
Well, the removal of the garage is potential. It would probably be replaced by something that would hold the bike. I mean, it would be either to resize it or something else. Right now it fits, so I believe I talked to Jen about the removal of the garage. It was maybe like something that was maybe a possibility on there more than not. Absolutely.
So if your employee's car is parked there, how are you going to get your bike out?
There's room to go around to the side. The bike is actually only 3 feet wide. Okay. So it's actually not nearly as wide as it is long. I mean, it's totally long, but it's only 3 feet wide.
Do you see any issues with, I mean, we're talking about parking spots you need and
sure.
The variance time. That on your neighbor's property there, the car wash or the self-storage area, do you see any issues that people will start to park there and that you'll have issues with your neighbors?
I can see there would be a potential, and I understand the concern about that, and that could happen. I mean, I would be very amenable to enforcing or signage or something about that to make absolutely sure. I mean, I don't want them, anybody to be parking there when they're, you know, ideally is so much parking elsewhere, I guess. And just, I mean, it just, this doesn't, it's not good because it's actually they have regulations.
No, I mean, I my question when I see stuff like that, I don't need to take the path of less resistance.
No, I understand that. And I mean, I can't, obviously I can't anticipate behavior, but I also hope that I would choose to not try something because of the worst possible outcome.
And then one last question I have is that when you talked about, you know, when I read this, it said about when you do this at the for a neighborhood gathering and they have meetings and stuff, well, if you only have an occupancy area of 20 people.
Well,
to do that, in other words.
So, for instance, there's a lot of people who use the park for other things. I mean, the pickleball is a big thing, but they also have volleyball games. I don't know if you've ever been by there on a weekend. There's kickball, volleyball game. There's some baseball games. There are, you know, kids and parents playing in the park. It's more of a place to go get something, take a rest, and then go back into the park.
Correct.
Sort of as a break.
But as in the notes, it just said that the neighborhood association or whatever would be able to have meetings and meet there. And that was just my question is, if you put it up as 20 people and the neighborhood association meets there, that's more than 20 people.
I think if the neighborhood association had more than 20 people turn up, it would be so great. Lucky that they would find another location to hold it.
Okay. I understand that. I'm just aware of everything here, so I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I understand. Absolutely.
I think it's great that someone comes into the neighborhood and offers something up like this to what you're trying to do. It's great.
I appreciate that.
Anyone else have questions for the applicant? Okay, thank you very much. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak about this variance?
I would like to speak about it. I own the car wash.
Okay, would you please come forward and give us your name and address, please?
Stephen Gitter, 4208 Meadowview Drive, Northwest. And one of my concerns is, in the past, I've had a history with this property. There was Bright Eye Computer was there. They were parking on my property constantly. And before that, there was a basement waterproof parking on my property constantly. I was out there monitoring it. They got so upset from seeing me, one day they kicked me out of their office. But I cannot. The minute those people step on my property, I'm responsible for them. Another thing is, we talk about these people coming in here to have coffee from here. Where are they going to walk through? My property. Right in here, this is where they park. They come in here constantly, Mark. Where are the delivery trucks gonna go? In the past, should I tell you where they go? They go right here, right along here. Those truck drivers, do you ever try to teach a truck driver where to go? Real problem. Now, say they go out on the street, another concern I have. If those trucks go out on the street, this is no parking here, supposedly. Unless somebody changes that. Now a truck is parked here, delivering, a UPS truck, 17 cartons. My people are coming out of this driveway trying to go left or right. Vision, that is a busy street. And I'm really concerned. I'm concerned about the semis, I'm concerned about his parking and people being on my property. I pay a lot of property taxes. Way more per square foot than he does. They don't have to go by the rules. I have to go by the rules if I build something. That 25 foot deal. They're talking about 11 and a half feet. They're giving them 13 and a half feet. How can that be? If you want this to happen, move that thing back here. Build a new one. I just don't see it. If that goes, it's going to be a nightmare for me. I'm going to be out there policing. And what I would like to know from the board, what is my recourse? If and when that does happen, what is my recourse? Once you guys have allowed this.
You can appeal a variance.
I've got to appeal a variance.
Pardon me?
I've got to appeal a variance.
Oh, sorry.
I don't see, why do we have the variances to begin? You know, why do we have the rules to go by? It's for the good of the general public, from my mind. Not only that, you guys know the definition of a commissary kitchen? That is a kitchen that cooks and does it for all kinds of vendors, not necessarily his own. He could start a business and do all kinds of vendors. Now I got more people coming there for profit. That's the definition of a commissary kitchen.
You're quiet.
That is a 50 by 100 foot lot. We're talking about putting the commissary kitchen in there and the restaurant. Sit down there and a plate and for kids. I don't know. You know, I'm just concerned about the safety of my people coming in and out, and I do not want people going to my property. I've got enough now. I own this driveway and I own this driveway. I also own the storage back here. I have enough problems with this already. We've got delivery trucks, Cisco delivery trucks, that park in here, deliver to the catering that's in here. They park across my driveway, block access to my mini storage. They're parking. I go around once a month with them. Right now they have on all of their doors, they have do not drive across the car wash. But I cannot stop them because they do have an easement on this driveway. So I think you're really opening a can of worms.
And nobody has
approached me. This is the thing that really hurts my girls. I own the property around there. Nobody's approached me. The only thing I do, all of a sudden, I get blindsided by this yellow card. Or an orange card.
Can I at least address one of your questions? I guess that I have here. Under the variance criteria, it talks about just granting this variance request would not be mentally detrimental to the adjacent property owners. That's not what I'm hearing. What I'm hearing
is... This is not the time for discussion of the boards. This is an open public.
So my question is that you're opposed because...
Because for the safety of my people going in and out of there, safety, you know, everybody's safety, and I don't want people on my property. I'm liable. I was sued because somebody slipped on my property. They slipped. They had no business being on it. They slipped. I got sued. I had to pay. You wonder why I'm adamant?
Any other questions?
Is that all for me then? I can go.
You're welcome to leave or stay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone else who would like to speak about this variance request? And last time this is a public hearing, is there anyone else who would like to speak about this variance request? Public hearing is now closed. Is there a motion? Oh, wait a minute. Are there any questions for staff? I actually have a question. Yeah. I was making you here looking for the reports. Oh, wait, there it is. All right, never mind. I just found it on the back page. Is there a motion before we discuss?
I'll make a motion that we not approve this.
So you make a motion to deny?
Deny.
Based on
the criteria that does have the variance criteria that does, after listening to the public hearing, that it is detrimental to adjacent property owners. And also does not meet the criteria of the driveway.
Is there a second? Doesn't mean you have to vote for it, we're just needing to get to the discussion part. No second? Someone else want to make a motion?
I move that the variance request be approved with the first two conditions as recommended by the planning in accord with the findings of the planning department.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Now, is there discussion?
Yeah, the reason why, with all due deference to the adjacent commercial property owners' concerns, which are valid on their face, that I would approve this is if this is a commercial area. Commercial areas have all kinds of conflicts between individual property owners that are common to commercial enterprise. In this instance, this is a development that is being brought by an entrepreneur that does not detrimentally affect the property rights of the adjacent property owner. If there are people who violate the rights of the adjacent property owner, the adjacent property owner can take direct action using the available remedies at law or using the police department in order to correct them. I think cooperation between two property owners is great. I'm sorry to hear that there's some acrimony at this point before anything's ever been done, but this is a house that's laying basically as a real estate property holding pattern, and it can be put to a useful purpose. And I see no reason why these two conditions can't be applied to the variance request as and be approved. As it stands. One other matter to note is that we are not bound by decisions that we've made in the past. In fact, every variance request that comes before us is on its own. It's sui generis. So that the criteria that was applied to a particular lot at a particular place in a different location does not bind our hands as to determining all the facts and features of the particular variance request that is before us today.
I would like to say, again, I'm going to go back to the intended purpose and the essential character. Again, we've heard from the adjacent property owner. Again, it's very detrimental to the adjacent property owner. And because they did not have the amount of parking and the intended purpose of this reduced parking that he has, does create an adverse impact on his adjacent property. Because of the parking that people will park on his property, vendors, whatever, will come in there and do things. He has made statements to that effect, and that's already taken place. The last people that have been in the building, and I don't think it's that we should allow one business to get started. Because again, there's two of them. The variance criteria that he does not meet. And I think it's for you to say that commercial property owners don't want to get along and they should get along and everything else on. I guess when you take a look at the liability and look at that of them walking across his property, all his property, and he's carrying the liability of that. Strictly on himself, that's another detrimental thing to this property owner. So we're allowing something, you're allowing for someone to start up something at the detrimental of someone else. So again, I'm speaking against the motion because of it does not meet two of the criteria.
Any other discussion? Call the question. All those in favor of the motion, please respond by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Motion passes. Do you have a motion to the board?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Bill. It passed.
first one, what everyone's saying.
There's, if you look here, all along this side here, this was, there's a fence that was recently put in here and here, and that was all on behalf of Pat Arndt and the previous owner,